A friend of mine was elected the Bishop of Brandon, Manitoba, about 3 or 4 months ago. And I've been seeing his posts about the fires that are happening in northern Manitoba. And not quite as disastrous as what happened in Alberta, but certainly still very disastrous. And people were taken from their homes or encouraged to leave their homes. As I understood from him, it's enough under control that I think they may be able to go back. And it's especially one of the reserve areas that was evacuated. So we continue to offer prayers for northern Manitoba and for the churches there who are responding and making sure people have had a place to stay and food to eat. And especially praying for Bill, who is their bishop. Next Sunday is the Pride Parade in downtown Toronto, and the Anglican Diocese of Toronto has had a contingent who have marched and a double-decker bus with people from across the diocese proclaiming proud Anglicans, both those from the LGBTQ community and their advocates. I'm planning to walk as part of the contingent next Sunday afternoon as part of the parade. If you would like more information, please speak to me. There's usually a couple of hundred of us who walk, and it's a great opportunity to be a witness to the world around us. And we will be joining other contingents from the United Church, and I can't remember the other one that we are around. But I walked a couple of years ago, and it was quite an experience. To see that solidarity and that sense of justice. And I think especially this year, in light of the motion before General Synod in a week or so, and also in light of the events that happened in Orlando last weekend, that this is a real opportunity to be present in our community. I understand that also that at a particular time, the parade is going to stop. And completely from the beginning to the end, and those who are still waiting to march will observe a moment's silence in memory of what happened in Orlando, which is, again, a profound witness of solidarity and hope. As I said, General Synod starts a week from this Thursday. I really do ask for your prayers as people are preparing to come to General Synod here in Toronto. We will have delegates from across Canada, and it is a wonderful opportunity that I'm looking forward to as a delegate from the Diocese of Toronto. And especially, please keep us in your prayers as the conversations continue about the marriage canon, that we may seek what it is that unites us together rather than focusing so much on what divides us into our various camps and theological opinions. Remember that Faith Conversations in the Park will happen this coming Tuesday at Dempsey Park. We did it a couple of weeks ago. There were three of us, and we had a great conversation for about an hour. And Leonard will be leading that conversation this week. So think about coming out and being part of that. It's a great witness in the community. The kids were playing all around us. People were walking. People looked at our sign. And it was just great to be there. So, and it was not heavy and deep. It was a great conversation. So think about coming out. That's Tuesday at 7:30 over by the gazebo at Dempsey Park. I think it's 7:30 till 8:30. Leonard has also asked me to remind you that the Poetry Cafe for the summer is also going to be at Dempsey Park. And it's on Friday, July the 8th at 7 o'clock. So if you come out to the Poetry Cafe, take that opportunity to come out and be in our neighborhood. And again, we're promoting it and hoping that people might gather or at least recognize that we're there. To give you an update for anyone who saw my weekly update this week about what's happening in terms of our presence at the market at Mel Lastman Square. It's been an interesting experience because we decided we were going to go this past Thursday anyway. Now, we didn't take our sign that said free prayer, but we were there still, Leonard and I in our collars, and we had a couple of really good conversations with some people who passed by, and people still did notice that we were there. Which goes to show maybe we don't need the sign. It's the presence that is most important. So we will continue to do that. But we are thinking about having T-shirts made. And on the T-shirts, we're going to write free prayer. Because after all, you can wear anything you want in the market. Our closing hymn for today is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.